This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here with the DJV program and the No Drama Mamas, it would be Jennifer Horn, Terry Keelan, Jay Kirshner. All right, so Rand Paul is trying to stop funding for China. We're going to replace all of the discussions that we were having. You know, we get stuck sometimes on themes. We talk about some of the things that were collectively part of the Trump era and the political stuff, but then that takes... It gets sort of into pushing a back seat because of, in this circumstance, the last year and a half, the virus. Well, now the virus is dissipating, but people are waking up to China and what China is doing, has been doing, wants to do, that sort of thing. So what's the move that Rand Paul presented yesterday in the Senate? Or this, I guess we've been working on it for a while, Jennifer, right?
Yeah, and part of the reason people are waking up, I mean, keep in mind that Tuesday of this week, the Biden administration said that it did not come from any research, it did not come from that lab in Wuhan, that it came from an animal. And when pressed by Peter Ducey, who's the White House press correspondent for Fox News, when he asked Jen Psaki about what the Biden administration was going to do to investigate this, she said, well, we're just going to, it's not how it works. You have to let the international community investigate this. Well, fast forward a couple of days, and all of a sudden the Biden administration says, well, yeah, we are going to investigate that. So what switched in 2 days? And why, when there was an investigation in place on the Wuhan Institute of Virology and whether or not there was a leak that caused this virus, either intentional or accidental, happening in the Trump administration with their State Department led by Mike Pompeo, why did that get shut down by the Biden administration in favor of international investigators from the World Health Organization, who I think many of us believe have been compromised by the Chinese Communist Party? So I think there's some questions that are going to have to be answered by the Biden administration. But for the Senate's part, yesterday the Senate erupted, apparently, in cheers after they passed an amendment that was introduced by Senator Rand Paul to ban U.S. taxpayer money to gain-of-function research in China. Gain-of-function research is about weaponizing, it's bioweapons, essentially. It's weaponizing viruses and things that can make sick. Senate Amendment 2003, which was added to the bipartisan Endless Frontier Act, bans the National Institute of Health and any other U.S. agency from funding any Chinese gain-of-function research. And the amendment was joined, I guess, by another introduced by Senator Joni Ernst and Roger Marshall and Ron Johnson, all three of them, that permanently prohibits U.S. funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Dr. Fauci, in one of his hearings, and he's been doing a lot of them lately, said that there was no gain-of-function research going on in Wuhan and that there was no American funding of that. He did switch this week again, saying that not only is it possible that this virus came from a lab, he doesn't believe it, but he thinks there's a possibility that it could come from a lab. But he also switched his thought and said, well, the United States never funded that gain-of-function research, but maybe the scientists in China were working on it. We just didn't know about it. He said it's hard to know where a grantee, someone who receives a grant, what they're actually going to do with the money. So a lot of flip-flopping now.
Well, because it got funneled through that bigger company, right?
Exactly.
The Allied, I don't have the name in front of me right now. But, yeah, so it kind of, all those grants went to one company, and then they were the ones who sort of dished out. And so it was hard to, I understand what he's saying, though. In that instance, he's not wrong. It is difficult to track where all of that money goes.
But was it intentionally sent there for this purpose? Again, this is all part of that investigation. And for Fauci to say, well, you know, we just hand the money over and, you know, that's that. I don't know. If you're handing money over to a foreign land that is working on bioweapons, I feel like there needs to be some more accountability.
Okay, but he said there, if I remember hearing some of the conversation recently about this, because Obama said you can't use federal money So that we all thought that was the end of it, or I guess Obama did, but then he found some private money. But where'd the private money come from? Who coughed it up?
Well, lots of different organizations.
Lots of people do.
Yeah.
He decides where the money goes.
Yeah, and that's also, you know, that's considered...
Does he get like a 501c3 that he monitor or he raises money for himself? Is that part of what he does, and is that a conflict of interest?
I think you can donate part of the money to the National Institute of Health, and
right.
he can take those funds, and he can use it. They believe in the organization. They believe that they're working on good stuff, so he can use that money to pay for what he wants.
Is he naive, then? Is that what we're saying about
Fauci? I think he knows. No, I don't think he's a stupid man. I think
and naive are not necessarily the same.
I think there's a lot of reason to believe that he has profited from all of this, and... Right. You know, maybe
that's kind of what I'm thinking in the back of my mind. So let's go back just a little bit, just for the heck of it. The virus's origin and all that stuff, because none of the three of you did, but there were plenty of people who poo-pooed me. As a matter of fact, I remember having this conversation with my family, although my son is a conspiratorialist, sort of like I am. My daughter and her husband, who were college profs, didn't really think that it was something that happened on purpose.
Yeah, because you said what Trump was saying, and no one would believe it. The media did it, right. too. Everybody tamped it. In fact, The View said, well, we couldn't do that because we couldn't talk about this coming from the Wuhan Institute of Virology because that's what Trump said.
Right.
How many people died
also,
because people didn't want to listen to what Trump said?
Well, but this more importantly, I don't know if it's more important, but I'm now digging back. There's a couple of Washington Post stories by a couple of guys who are writers there who made some pretty strong arguments about the possibility that we should not be taking China's word for how the outbreak started. That was
right.
about as strong as the language was at the time, but at least it opened the door to a lot of other things that have become pretty damned obvious, including how corrupt the World Health. I mean, look at, they've corrupted everything. John Cena, that's corruption. This whole business with the vaccine, corruption. The way that they handle technology that they sell to us, that's corruption. They're corrupt. They're awful. The government is awful. Worse than awful. They're murdering thugs, and yet we just kind of go, because we do need their money because we fell into this whole malaise of buying stuff that's from China. And we're still in it. There are still corporate giants who are trying desperately to mask the fact that they are buying and selling you stuff that's made in China. The public's beginning to wake up. This is the first step. I think this is a hopeful sign. It doesn't go far enough. The whole business, the groupthink of the scientific community dismissed the fact that China and the virus jumped out of the door, whether they did on purpose or they didn't. The arguments are
well,
now
look, they came up
becoming
with
very
this
obvious.
Whole wet market thing that's totally BS, and I've never believed that from the beginning. And there was some like stupid Netflix document at the time about how, you know, viruses spread from wet markets and things like that. So a lot of people who are, you know, more probably on the left and more environmental, you know, people who are into that. At the time, it wasn't just Trump was saying it. You know, people on the left didn't want to believe. And I had this in my own circle. I was like, yeah, this came from a lab. They're like, no, it didn't. We saw the documentary on Netflix. Like, oh, okay.
That makes it real
because Netflix has a documentary.
Yeah,
but,
right.
you know, I mean, but
well, that's
really,
how they strangle the truth, though. People buy it because, oh, I heard it on the radio. Or I saw it on television or I read it in the newspaper.
China probably produced that documentary.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Come on. And that's one of the problems I have with the Obama, you know, just to kind of get off of this whole business about Wuhan and the virus itself. Remember the documentary that the first documentary that the Obamas produced after they got out of office? They got $68 million from, is it Netflix? I think it is, isn't it?
Netflix,
is it Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. To produce various documentaries, things, information that's close to their hearts.
Well,
so
they bought documentaries. That documentary about that factory was already out there. They just bought it and distributed it.
And where did it come from? That's news to me.
It's an American, it was an American filmmaker. I saw her when it was a woman. She won the Emmy for it, or the Golden Globe, yeah.
If you don't remember, you probably can find it on Netflix someplace.
Sure,
the story
I didn't see
about
it, because I don't really care about it, but yeah,
it was a factory. In, I want to say it's Arizona, but I can't remember exactly where it was. that had closed down. It was a Ford plant, if I'm not mistaken, and a Chinese company bought it, changed it to a glass operation. They make windshields for cars, and once again, they have pretty much sold. They've cornered the market for replacement glass in automobiles. Glass made in China, glass is made here. And so when you get, you hear the commercials for Safe Light?
Safe Light, yeah.
Safe Light Return, Safe Light, whatever that is.
Yeah, when your windshield cracks or whatever.
Yeah, all those windshields. And by the way, the interesting thing about it, the replacements that come from the Chinese companies crack more easily than the ones that are made in America.
Well, now, sure, because how do you get repeat business?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. $300 for a new windshield, and they all come from China. So, you know, people can dismiss this. They say, oh, no, that's really not true. The Chinese government is no good, period, end of story. And every time we turn around, we find things, clothing that's made. How long does that last, the clothing that comes out of China versus
there is
what
a little
we,
bit of maybe like good news. No, just to kind of fill out this story about the Senate, though, real quick, just because I think this one is worth noting, is that they also passed another bill. So we talked about the bill from Rand Paul, but there's another bill that says that requires the Biden administration to declassify all the intelligence relating to the origin of COVID-19. And that passed the Senate unanimously. And it was a bill launched by Josh Hawley and Mike Braun. And it's going to declassify that information. Now, how far it gets to the rest of us, I don't know. But I think that's a step in the right direction, right? Why shouldn't that be public information?
Absolutely, should be. Trending today, LeBron James in the DJV download taking heat for not being fined for breaking the rules of the NBA. Hear that story discussed here on the program. Jennifer Aniston revealing the name of her favorite guest star on Friends. That's part of the DJV download you can listen to right now. Catch up on what we were talking about. A couple of talk radio hosts in L.A. get suspended for what management deemed an inappropriate skit. It still was funny, but you know, it doesn't make any difference. You can't cross those borders. Can't cross those lines anymore. And Kim Kardashian gets a lawsuit from some of the people who worked in her house. That's the stupidest thing. Listen to that story. You talk about dumb. Oh, my God. Dumb, dumb, dumb. DJV download. Get it at DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. and people panic. Grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Time for us to examine what's trending with Jay Kirshner in charge of that department. Social media at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/DJV Show. Appears to be that Kelly Clarkson is the heir apparent to Ellen's slot. Kelly Clarkson's been on, what, a year, 2 years? How long has that show been on?
She's in her second season, yeah.
Okay, so is it the same production? It's not the same production company, but so it's up. When you say she's going to take over Ellen's slot, what does that mean? Because it airs at different times, unless it's the same production company. So what is the, just somebody else isn't going to produce a show to compete with Kelly Clarkson and some of the other shows that are around, right?
The Kelly Clarkson show is currently on in the morning around, I think, 9 or 10, maybe 11 Eastern.
Local time. Yeah.
And so she's going to be taking over Ellen's time slot in the afternoon. It's still the Kelly Clarkson show. It's her team. It's everything. It's just she's going to be sliding into Ellen's
spot. But who's putting her there? I mean,
it's like anything with, with syndication, they're going to be shopping it to replace Ellen. That's going to be their...
So it's not. She's not the era. She's not taking it over. She's being shopped. It may be that some stations will decide to do something else.
No,
yeah, she's taking over the time slot.
She's taking over the time slot. So at 3 p.m., wherever you are, every day, instead of Ellen, you're going to see Kelly. I don't know why this is difficult.
Starting because, by fall 2022.
In my mind, it works the same as syndicated radio. Just because Rush Limbaugh is gone and Dan Bongino was there, that doesn't mean everybody's going to take Dan Bongino. It means they'll be putting other shows in there, including this one, if they
want.
Well,
every NBC, everyone who takes NBC is going to take the Kelly Clarkson show instead of Ellen.
So what network is behind the show now?
NBC.
NBC.
So NBC produced Kelly Clarkson and Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
So NBC says we're putting that up there. Okay.
Right. Yes.
All right, so that is...
I just don't understand why you're making, like, a controversy out of this.
Because I think... I kind of know where he's coming from. Kelly
you
Clarkson...
You can interpret this for me? Thank you.
I think so. Because Kelly Clarkson's show is not on at a set time in every market across the country.
Neither
people
is Ellen.
Put it in different. People put it in different time slots, and so that's why...
It was Oprah, as far as that's concerned.
Right. So the national feed that NBC is sending out is going to have Kelly Clarkson in the Ellen time slot. So in most markets, it'll be carried at the same time. But, yes, some people do move things around.
I think that's
how it works. Yes.
Okay. All right. So there we go. The passing of Eric Carle. Now, I don't know that much about this very hungry caterpillar. Is that something you ladies read when you were...
Book.
Yeah, the very hungry caterpillar, brown bear, brown bear. What do you see? I mean, these are iconic children's books from.
Did your father
decades,
read them
decades,
to you when you were
children's books.
A little girl?
I read them. Yeah, they were just so
you didn't know
great.
Nobody read them to you.
What's that?
Nobody read them to you. You read them yourself.
Well, I mean, before I could read, yeah, people read them to me. I learned to read at a really young age, so I was able to read these books by myself. But they, I mean, they're just iconic. He did the illustrations, and he passed away at the age of 91.
Wrote a lot of books.
It's going to join all the other caterpillars that are in the ground.
Yeah, it's, what was it? The Hungry Caterpillar sold over 50 million copies in at least 62 different languages. That was probably.
Was it like, I must have missed this. I had to find out with my children whether it was around. I don't remember it at all.
Your kids had it. I don't think it.
This
was
like the hot book that everybody wanted to rent check out at the library, like the elementary school library, and you'd have to wait in line.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ariana Grande has a wedding dress. Boy, this is exciting. I can hardly wait to hear the details of this.
She released photos from her secret wedding that happened on May 15th, including the wedding dress designed by Vera Wang.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vogue got the exclusive on that. Everyone was wondering when we would see the pictures, but Vogue apparently...
I wasn't wondering at all.
Okay, you're obviously not up on trending, and so everyone else was looking...
Who cares what she wore for her wedding dress? Give me a break.
Okay. All right, Grandpa. Do you need a nap?
Her new husband totally looks like a mess.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House insiders say President Biden plans to announce that he has selected R. Nicholas Burns, a former ambassador to NATO, as his ambassador to China, and Mayor Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, California, as his ambassador to India. A United States judge rejected Bayer's $2 billion class action proposal to resolve future lawsuits alleging its Roundup weed killer causes cancer, saying in a Wednesday order that parts of the plan were clearly unreasonable. U.S. District Court Judge Vince Cabrera in San Francisco said the proposal would accomplish a lot for Monsanto. The coronavirus vaccine cash has begun to flow in Ohio. Abigail Bugensk won $1 million after getting immunized against COVID-19. And Joseph Castillo earned a college scholarship. Joseph, a Northmont High School student, says he has not made up his mind where to go to college. His personal choices are University of Dayton, Miami University, or Ohio State University. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This day in history, Flash, 1938. A boat carrying 937 Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi persecution is turned away from Havana, Cuba, with only 28 people allowed to stay in Cuba. The United States and Canada also deny entry. The rest are forced to sail back to Europe, where they're distributed among several countries, including Great Britain and France. Flash, 1941. The British Navy sinks the state-of-the-art German battleship Bismarck in the North Atlantic near France. The German death toll was more than 2,000 people. The ship was on the high seas for only 2 years. Flash, 1937.
After 5 years of work, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge is completed. The world's longest single-span suspension bridge that cost over 7 million pounds. San Francisco's mayor cuts through the silver chain with a blow lamp, and from each end of the bridge, the motorcade speeds on to meet in the center and symbolize the completion of a great engineering achievement. Overhead, the U.S. Air Force roars. 1,000 feet below, the Navy churns the water into froth.
Construction began on January 5, 1933. The project cost more than $35 million and was completed ahead of schedule and $1.3 million under budget. Flash, 1703. After winning access to the Baltic Sea through his victories in the Great Northern War, Tsar Peter the Great founds the city of St. Petersburg as the new Russian capital. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have a mind for the metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts.
The hour on the DJV program. Note to self. Ready, ladies? Do not buy large quantities of fresh oranges and expect them to stay fresh. I bought
you're a
boatload.
Philosopher, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I there's a hail now, you know, we're heard all over South Florida, East Coast, Vero Beach, WTTB, one of the longest standing affiliates this program. And so I've been down there a lot. I remember first time I went down there, I was introduced to Hale Grove. It's an orchard. They have nothing but oranges. And they were delicious. I love oranges. I have a couple of oranges a day. So I, at Christmas time, they had the catalog, and so I bought a whole bunch, a boatload of these oranges, and I've been storing them in the refrigerator downstairs. And they have turned off. So they're all now, they've been down there for a couple of months. And I figured oranges
are. You know that Christmas was 6 months ago, right?
No, it was only 5 months ago. But how do they keep them fresh? And I can't. I put them in the refrigerator at 38 degrees, and
they
they've gone
soft. They keep them fresh,
soft.
Though, from Christmas.
Yeah, they do.
That's why they grow oranges
They grow Florida, or if Florida and California do citrus, we can do it all year.
Really? Hmm. Oh, okay.
Glad we solved this problem for you.
Right. Well, here,
so let me ask you a question.
Don't buy
oranges. Think someone,
hold them. Yes.
If you think someone buys those oranges, like, say, in August, you think that those are the oranges that they picked around Christmas?
Well, in terms of what we have going for us in terms of apples, I know that we have.
This
I have
is a yes or no
orchard.
Question. This says, yeah, do not bring the apples. Do not besmirch the apple.
Well, I'm thinking
name.
Of apples in the same vein as
you're
thinking
literally
about oranges.
Comparing apples to oranges.
Right.
Everyone always says, don't do that.
You do not do.
Okay. All right, so what's the question again about oranges?
The question is if someone buys, what is it, Hale Grove? If someone buys Hale Grove oranges in August, do you think those are the oranges that were picked in December?
Well, I don't. I think I thought that, but I don't think that anymore.
Why would you think oranges would last that
because
long?
Because I compared them to apples. You just said so.
But apples don't even last that long.
Apples, they do. I have with an orchard here.
Oh, my God, Jen, this is further evidence that we never should eat anything in his kitchen.
Wow. Wow.
What?
Wow.
I go up to Bolton Orchards, and they have nice, fresh apples, and they only grew in the season. They pick them in the fall, and they keep them in their cold storage bins. And so they have some great, delicious apples and the Granny Smiths and stuff that I like, but they're much fresher and better than that crap that you get in the store. The Fijis and Fujis or whatever they are.
Don't they come from somewhere? Maybe they bring them in from somewhere?
No. Well,
you don't think so?
So that you're saying...
Did you see the apples on the tree when you're buying them?
The apples on the tree that you see where the apple actually gets plucked, that those apples last longer than any that you could buy at Whole Foods. That's what you're saying.
Hmm. Well...
This is like that scene in My Cousin Vinny where Vinny gets the guy who's cooking the grits and he's like, so you're telling me grits cook faster on your stove than anywhere else on the planet? I mean, this is really, I mean, come on. This is nuts. And you mock us. You mock us for
you're
not
the farmer.
Knowing agriculture. And yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Certainly glad I gave you some
is
pleasure.
Friday
Jay,
yet?
Jay.
It feels like it.
Jay, thank you for not chiming in. I appreciate that. How many people's...
She's updating her resume to get a new job.
I know.
Super. The Super Blood Moon. There's a picture that has appeared in a lot of places of an airplane crossing. It looks like it's flying into the moon. It's a great picture. If you're a sky gazer, you've probably seen this cosmic spectacle, as it's been described. The first total lunar eclipse in more than 2 years. Did you see the moon 222,000 miles away from the Earth instead of its normal, it's normally about 290 to 300 miles, and it goes out as far as 330 miles, the elliptic orbit. And so sometimes it looks closer because it really is closer. And it really has affected people. The number of nutbird cases of craziness, we don't much talk about. I do a program called Your Hidden Power, which is about psychic stuff and metaphysical things, and it doesn't really weave itself into the conversation much here. And you don't think about somebody, maybe your next-door neighbor, being a psychic. But everybody really, in my mind, has psychic abilities. It's just whether you develop them or not. But I saw, I don't know why I didn't put two and two together here, but there's a story in my local news about a Framingham psychic who set up shop, and she predicts a bright future for Framingham, for Massachusetts, for America, for the world after the pandemic. So, you know what
that
a
seems
lift
like kind of
that
an
is?
Easy guess.
You think so? So she's not really that.
Well,
psychic.
When we're already at rock bottom, how could it get worse, you know? I see a bright future once the pandemic is over. Okay, great. But we should book her on Hidden Power. See how it goes.
Yeah. I see open businesses.
Yeah. I see people dining in restaurants.
Why do I bother?
I don't know.
What's the point?
I don't know.
Okay. If you, here's something. It's time for us now to go chase the Chinese again. So I found out something that disturbed me, and you know how disturbed I am anyway. Dot, 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 about the Chinese. Yeah, I know. Okay. That was an easy one. So if you sell your house these days, the buyer, the retail housing market is so hot. How hot is it?
How hot is it?
It's a excuse me. I feel this. My psychic ability tells me the program is going downhill quickly. So I put my.
We should book you on Hidden Power then.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're better than that other psychic. Much more accurate.
Anyway, if you sell, we have to go to a commercial here. Phil, get a commercial ready, will you please? If you're selling your house, there are a lot of pension funds that are getting involved and international funds. For example, I found this past weekend when looking at, I have the real estate transfers come, and every week I look at them just to see how much the houses are, how much land is, and that sort of thing in my area. And I started noticing a trend a couple of months ago that there were, it would identify the buyer as a real estate investment trust, an REIT. And then looking into the names, because now they're naming them, hello, there are a lot of Chinese funds that are buying homes, buying big developments, and turning around and selling them. So if nothing else, the Chinese understand how valuable American real estate is because they're buying it up all over the place as far as farms are concerned. They're buying our companies, the food processing facilities, they're buying drugstore chains, and so now the latest thing is they're buying, they have their pension funds or funds that they have, real estate trust funds, that are buying up houses. Instead of individuals buying homes, these pension funds and trust funds, much of which is driven by Chinese money, it's all, that's where your house is going. So once more, the Chinese are getting into our shorts here, and I think that people are just so asleep, they don't get it. They don't, or they say, what's the difference? As long as it's money, I want to get the most money I can. And do you think that's what really, and the Chinese know that. So they're all about the business of getting every bit of property, influence,
to our greed,
business.
Play to our greed,
exactly.
Hollywood,
right.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So something else I thought you ought to know, in addition to the orange caper, which I didn't do too well in that department. All right, 43 after the hour, hand sanitizer in the focus as we continue here.
Don't teach young people to hit things when they're angry. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Many people falsely believe that if their children are angry, they should teach them to hit a pillow or some other inanimate object. This, however, is really unwise because doing so teaches young people to associate being angry with hitting. Many parents still teach it nonetheless. Then, later on, when young people are angry and they punch someone else, adults usually get mad at them and say, "We never taught you to hit a person." But it's tough for children who have a hard enough time with impulse control to discriminate between what they should and shouldn't hit in the moments when they're very angry, especially when the adults in their lives have taught them to associate hitting with anger. The best way to help young people deal with their anger is to teach them how to talk it through. Anger is natural to feel, but expressing it through rage or hitting is a learned behavior. For more on how to handle anger, visit drchristianconti.com.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
We'll be right back.
right. 45 at the hour. It's the DJV program. So, sanitizer was never any good for you to begin with, but a lot of people used it because they fell into that same hole that everybody else does. A lot of people, oh, yeah, you got to get rid of the bugs on your hands, and you need hand sanitizer to get rid of the bacteria. No, soap and water. So now, apparently, as the pandemic seems to be waning, waxing and waning, there are a lot of hand sanitizer bottles on the shelves, and these people want to get rid of them for any number of reasons.
Well, remember how they were like currency. It was like toilet paper. Everybody had bought up the hand sanitizer. Right. And then they made this stuff that smelled like you fell asleep on a barroom floor, you know, like tequila and just filth, basically.
All the distilleries started making it because they had access to 100% pure alcohol. And now I read a thing that some of the local distilleries here in New Jersey who actually helped out and, you know, and converted their process from alcohol to hand sanitizer. Now the companies with the hand sanitizer want to give it back to the distilleries to have them distill it into whiskey.
Ew.
Like, I know, right?
Like, sounds like something you find in my refrigerator, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. In the science lab gone wrong that is your
kitchen.
This
whiskey tastes like cucumber melon.
Right.
Anyway, I think there's the interesting side of this is, you're just pointing it out, is how quickly people turned on it. But really and truly, if this ever happens again, you really don't need, these things are really bad for you, not good for you.
Yeah.
In the long run, killing all of the bacteria is bad. You need bacteria, billions and billions of bacteria in your gut. If you have any doubt about it, you can go to any GAPS book, G-A-P-S, Jack Stockwell's a GAPS practitioner, and we talk a lot about what's in your gut as how it affects your overall health. If you have an unhealthy gut, if you don't feel well down there, your body is going to react in a strange way and in a good way. So get rid of any hand sanitizers. Don't use them. And if you've got them, you know, give them to the Indians.
And now we know. I mean, this is a year later. At the time, no one knew. We didn't know how long it lived on a surface. And so everyone was disinfecting their groceries and leaving stuff in the garage for 5 days. And everybody, you know, and that's crazy. What people did. Well, now we can say it's crazy. But at the time, that's what everyone was telling us.
I said it was crazy then.
That was the guidance. But, I mean, get rid of – I went through my parents' house last weekend, and I just got rid of a whole bunch of sanitizer stuff. And I was like, guys, you don't need this anymore. Like, this is just not healthy. It's not good.
No. Okay. The demand is growing now for grooming products as we get back to traveling. Lockdown ease. So that means you use more creams, teeth whiteners, deodorant, perfume. How many times a week do you get your nails done, ladies? Do you go get a pedicure?
I haven't had a manicure.
Once a week. Well, I mean, I think I
haven't been
in
over
every
a year,
other week.
Walmart's alarm clock sales doubled. Check out those alarm clocks. I guarantee none of them are made in America, and most every one of them is made in China.
But why are alarm clocks now, the sales doubled in April? So is that just because more and more people are going back to work?
People going back to work. They're not doing it at home.
And not using their phones as much, maybe?
Why are condom sales up? I would have thought they'd been more brisk.
Dating's back.
Oh, okay. So you don't need them at home. You need them on the road. Okay, it's a 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, DJV Health, with questions for Dr. Ken. Number one, is the Mediterranean diet something, if you eat the things that you recommend, Ken, will it help ward off dementia, Alzheimer's, some of the things that happen? Is it all about diet, the construct of our brain being influenced by what we eat?
There was an article a few weeks ago in the medical journal Neurology, Doug, that just showed that a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, olive oil, and fish, this is the so-called Mediterranean diet, it actually may protect the brain from plaque buildup and shrinkage. So we've been advocating the Mediterranean diet here for over 10 years. I can't be any more enthusiastic about it. It'll help with circulation from head to toe, lower your risk of heart attack, strokes, and now we know it'll lower your risk of getting dementia.
All right, next question comes as a response to an announcement that has been in Google. They have a new health tool, and supposedly it's going to identify skin conditions. I don't know why Google is involved in healthcare, but I guess a lot of people are using web tools, right? There's WebMD, all that stuff. So is it natural now for us to think that we can get a lot of medical care and medical information like this using something that's online to identify skin lesions and take a picture of it and, I guess, send it in, and it tells you whether or not this is a skin condition that could be dangerous or not? Is that, are we getting too much into robotic medicine here?
Well, it's just hoping to get it more diagnosed and diagnosed quicker, and I think this is just using technology in a good way to take pictures, get them sent in, and whatever gets these things taken care of, diagnosed properly and more quickly, I'm in favor of.
Well, the reading between the lines here, kind of in the weeds, apparently they're using artificial intelligence to and ask your question, what is this all about? And the artificial intelligence looks at the picture and gives you an answer. I mean, it sounds so Google-ish, but taking the human element out of this, I don't like it. I don't know what your thoughts are, but it sure as heck doesn't appeal to me. I don't want some machine looking at a picture of me and telling me this is what's wrong with me. Do you?
Well, then opt out of it. I think that this is an option for those who feel comfortable with it.
Yeah. Google apparently working with the Stanford University research team to test how well these tools will work. The healthcare setting, which we're talking about here, is underscored because there's a doctor shortage, especially family doctor shortages. Does that threaten healthcare? And then do we need to have more of these artificially intelligent robots to help us in this system? Is the system broken because physicians don't want to stay in it? And so we're going to have to rely on this artificial intelligence stuff?
Well, I just hope the way we'll use AI, artificial intelligence, is maybe to make us smarter, not replace us, but help us to make better, quicker, more accurate diagnoses. But, you know, we have integrated technology at different rates into medicine, and used properly, technology can save lives. So let's try to safely integrate technology and help improve the quality and duration of people's lives.
Yeah, to get back to the question about whether there's a family doctor shortage under the circumstances, we were talking about men and women, more women going into this sort of primary care than has been the case in the past, apparently. But is there something that people should be concerned about when it comes to working through a family doctor they might have had for years? I remember we had in our family, Dr. Johnson, heavens, for 30-some-odd years, took care of all of us. Is that, are we losing those doctors?
Well, we're losing them in the sense that they are retiring and they're getting older and hopefully they'll be replaced. And there have been situations in the last year that some doctors who said, oh, you know, I'm enjoying it so much, I'll just put in some extra years. And last year they weren't enjoying it at all and they decided to retire. That certainly did happen to some.
Yeah. Well, there's a payment system problem, too, I think. That's one of the things. You got a lot of debt when you get out of school. And if you're not getting paid enough to satisfy and live a decent life, that's got to be a problem as well. Certainly food for thought, which is what we specialize here in DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.